Years ago, when Ashley, our oldest daughter, was in elementary school, she loved her teacher. And I remember one evening, she spent pretty much the whole evening fixing a picture, drawing a picture, coloring the picture, which was really her expression of love for her teacher. I remember getting up the next morning and taking Ashley to school. She was so excited to present this gift of love to her teacher. But at the end of that day, it was a different story. She was brokenhearted. She was devastated. Partway through the school day, she had found her picture, her gift of love, in the trash can. She just couldn't figure that out. Why would someone that she so loved take this expression of her heart, this gift of her love, and discard it in the trash can? We found out the next day, actually, it was an accident. It just got knocked off the desk and landed in the trash, and the teacher felt terrible. But when I think about how Ashley felt that evening, I find myself wondering, is that how God feels this Christmas day? That God would offer this gift, this expression of his love that will be celebrated around the world today, and yet so many will simply take his gift and discard it in the trash can. God looks at this world such as it is, and it absolutely breaks his heart. This isn't the world God wanted. This isn't God's vision for the world. It's a world filled with brokenness, a world filled with pain, a world filled with loneliness and despair and hatred and bloodshed. This wasn't God's vision. And it breaks his heart. But from the beginning, God created us as people in his image with the ability and the responsibility to choose. And somewhere along the way, rather than thinking that God's way is best, rather than thinking that God's way would bring life, we decided to be our own gods. We decided to go our own way. We have created the world in which we live, and it absolutely breaks God's heart. God would have every reason to look at what we've done to his world and to walk away and let us live with our choices. But God didn't do that. As a matter of fact, better phrase, God couldn't do that. God, compelled by his love for those whom he has created, made a decision to do what was necessary to make a way back, knowing that that decision would cost his son his own life. And that is, in essence, the story of Christmas. That God kept his promise. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the promised one, Christ the Lord. We remember today that the Jesus of the manger, God in the flesh, became the Christ of the cross, tortured and executed for the sins of the world, that he would pay a debt he didn't owe. Because each of us owes a debt we simply can't pay. Jesus on the cross was not the result of a good plan that had gone badly. It was the plan. Literally hours after the first rebellion and all the consequences of that, God had made a promise that he would do whatever is necessary to once again bring life out of death. Because Jesus did the work for us on the cross, he offers his salvation. He offers life as a gift to anyone who chooses to receive it, to open it, and to experience it. It is true that because of Jesus, 2,000 years ago, the world changed. Everything changed. But it's equally true that if you personally have never received and opened God's gift, for you, nothing has changed. Christmas is often about kind of the warm and the fuzzy. But if we were to be honest this morning, deep in our hearts, there's not a lot of warm and fuzzy. There's a lot of pain. In this room this morning, there is a lot of pain. Life gets really, really hard. We are people that feel the brokenness. We feel the pain. We feel the loneliness. We feel the despair. Some of you here this morning are struggling with an addiction and you wonder, is there any hope? Is there any way out? Some of you sit there this morning and you wonder, how did I get here? I never imagined life would be like this. How did I get here? And is there any hope? We look at the bloodshed, we look at the hatred, we look at the world that seems like it's coming apart at the seams, and there's something deep within our souls that cries out and says, please tell me this is not all there is. Please tell me there's something more. The reason our souls cry out for something more is because we were created for something more. This isn't the world God wanted. This isn't his vision. And something in our soul knows that, and it cries out for something more. Something more that God would freely offer as a gift. Over the last 4 weekends, the 4 weekends of Advent, each week we have opened a gift. The gift was a painting that was painted by someone in the church family, each one representing one of the Advent themes. We reminded ourselves that Jesus is the light, that Jesus is the Savior, that Jesus is God, that Jesus is King. Each week, as we unwrapped those gifts, you might say that was our gift to you. Just to remind you this Christmas season, what Christmas is really all about. But each of those gifts was ultimately to remind us of the ultimate gift. The gift that God freely offers, the gift of life. But that is the one gift that we cannot open for you. That's the one gift that nobody else can open for you. That's the one gift that you must choose to open yourself. To open it, to receive it, to enter into it, and to experience it. This morning, this Christmas day, we are reminded that no matter who you are, no matter what your story, no matter what you've done, no matter what's been done to you, that God freely offers his gift to you this morning. The gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation, the gift of life. But you must choose yourself to receive it, to open it, to enter into it, and to experience it. Our prayer this Christmas day would be that every person in this room receives God's gracious gift of love to you, because Jesus changes everything. Merry Christmas.